And Rinpoche wishes a good morning to everybody, and he has the wish that we may practice Dharma by developing the three wisdoms of learning, reflection, and meditation, and by that become able to fulfill the benefit of limitless beings to a great extent.
Because we start by forming a good connection, we start by singing the song of the good connection. The appearances of the past, which involves both something perceived in a perceiver and a dualistic fashion, are finished, and therefore there is nothing there that one can form a connection with. The appearances of the future have not yet arisen, so there is nothing there one can form a connection with. So one should form one's connection well here in the present.
Tene jangbo rambo che kodong che ding jangbo lo de chu ji sing ge kodong che ding kodan la de malare pe ten de nyum bo de ma chen dong dan da sam na ten de ya bu yong ne ki ya bu.
When we sing this song of Milarepa on the meaningful connections
there
here before the
Jagarinche,
this is a particularly good connection that we can form. We should sing this song again and again. It contains the words of Milarepa, which are referred to as true words. True words means that there is a special power within these words. And someone should sing them again and again and connect up with that power.
Yeah, that is it.
We should now sing the song of the 12 things, which tends to be misleading, because a practitioner of Dharma needs to know what will be misleading and what will not deceive him.
Tene jete, tene malare pe sompon dava noro lo som, dava noro yang setar mata pe tremba le tene, chupa hita ya, goma ya. Te ngaso yang, tene, se tembo le leka, madrava naso yere, leka tanyan do mata pe tene rao tina, tene chupa ya kuja.
So this song on the eight things to remember, Milarepa sang to the merchant, Damodorpa, and by remembering her, Damodorpa came to practice the Dharma well, became a truly good student of the Dharma. And in the same way, we ourselves have many different jobs to do. We have a great deal of work to do in the city. If we combine that work with a recollection of impermanence, then we too will be able to practice Dharma well.
Tendrawo matapa yaputena tene jena yin matapa yaputena nyabanyi jitondo rada nyi nyabanyi dayam matapa nyiyam matapa matapa de nyabanyi jipo dan tonga yang nyamba nyere. Te metapo gomzo yabu kina nyamba nyere.
Also, by remembering impermanence in the eight ways that are pointed out here in the song, one will be able to realize the meaning of equality. One will realize the equality of friends and enemies. Friends are impermanent. Enemies are impermanent. Both friends and enemies are equally impermanent. We'll also be able to understand the quality of happy states of mind and unpleasant states of mind. Both of these are impermanent as well and equal as impermanent. So by remembering impermanence, one comes to a realization of quality.
Nyamba niji don to na tene jing nyamba tamje rose here.
And by remembering impermanence, keeping it well in mind, whatever negative conditions we might face, they will be friends to our realization. They will be whatever unfavorable circumstances are encountered will turn into strengths, resources for our practice.
And as Rinpoche has said before, we should start by giving rise to bodhicitta, the enlightened attitude, wishing to reach enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. Then out of the tenfold presentation by means of which the Buddha nature is taught in this text, we had arrived at the topic unchangingness, and under this heading then Rinpoche has shortly explained the way the Buddha nature is unchanging in the totally unpurified face, in the face of an ordinary being, when the stains are not at all purified. And he will now continue explaining unchangingness in the partly purified and partly unpurified phase. And this again then has two headings, or is taught in two parts. And the first is the explanation of the fact that the bodhisattvas do not undergo any change through birth and death and so forth. And then in a second part, this will be explained in more detail, and the way the bodhisattvas are not subject to change caused by suffering and so forth. There comes the explanation of the way in which the bodhisattvas appear to be subject of change, although this is in fact not the case. And this verse reads, having realized thatness, the nature of the Dhamma Dhatu just as it is, those who possess understanding are liberated from birth, death, sickness, and aging. Though they are free from the destitution of birth and so forth, they demonstrate these, since due to their realization, they have given rise to compassion for beings.
Dham Papa Sanju Sambhanana Nam Simjin Nelo Vesa Dirhi Nyimbo Ngonsum Do Tokwa Latine Jewa Jewa Nava Gav Dunga Yomare Yina Yang Jewa Gava Nava Nchebe Cheba Tartu Temba De Simjin Nala Nyingji Wangke Jewa Nanche Tartu Temba De Rang Jewa Nanche Tartu Tinte Simjin Choba Che Chokde
So the bodhisattvas who have reached the bodhisattva levels have realized directly the nature of the mind, which is clear light, or in other words, this Buddha nature. And due to this realization, or on the basis of this realization, they are no longer subject to the suffering caused by being born, getting sick, aging, and dying. Nevertheless, though, due to their compassion for sentient beings, then they appear as if they were subject to these things, and they demonstrate these to beings in order to cause them, so to speak, to get afraid of this suffering, and thereby then try to gain the realization the bodhisattvas have reached themselves.
Dinam papa sanjo sambata samanam rang semtinelo vesa dehi nyimbu ngonsum to topa kapso jeva dunga nava dunga geba dunga hiba dunga yomare dunga lende pe hiba tabare tetar topa kapso dene semtinelo dehi nyimbu mato po wonke dunga nazo nyomwe semtinela dene nyingi jegyere nyingi topje.
And so the noble bodhisattvas, then at the time when they have realized the clear light nature of this mind, the Buddha nature, then they have gone beyond the suffering caused by being born, getting sick, aging, and dying. They have gained the state of peace or pacification of all this suffering. Then nevertheless, seeing all those sentient beings who, due to the fact that they have not realized this nature of the mind, are subject to the various sufferings caused by being born and so forth, then they have great compassion for these beings. And then out of this compassion, they demonstrate these, they teach beings by means of showing themselves as someone who is born and so forth.
Dinam Papa Sanju Samba Namji Jaga Nanje Jeva Gava Navan Chira Dhamba De Nansor Rimato Nansor Mahimba.
But then one has to understand, when the noble bodhisattvas demonstrate themselves or show themselves as someone who is born, who falls ill, who ages and dies, then this is only the way of appearance. It is not the way of actual existence. Demonstrate this since due to realization. protection, they have given rise to compassion for beings.
Dāng tāpa sācī nīpa jīkhi lā
dōngā jīn jūrvā mēcār tāng nīngdī yālē jūrvā nāzār sācī nīr jīkhi.
And then the detailed explanation which follows now has two parts. The first is the description of the way in which the bodhisattvas are not subject to the changes caused by suffering. And the second part then explains the way in which they appear to be subject to these changes, although this is not the case.
And
so then the next verse explains the way the bodhisattvas are not subject to the change caused by suffering, and that reads, the noble ones have eradicated the suffering of dying, falling ill and aging at its root, which is birth due to karma and the mental poisons. Being free from this cause, they are free from this fruit. In the Tibetan, there is the computer has made a mistake. This should not be ne nada ne. In the third line, it should be le la karma, lasa le.
Papa Sanju sebe tewa tang nawa tang gab dunga taba ni pambare ti jum sin kar re se na jewa je ka nam che te le da nyu mong ko wang ke kho ba le che ge de papa sanju samba la de ni le da kho ba che si che le da nyu mong me be se na de ni kho ba le che ge.
And so the noble bodhisattvas have totally or fully eradicated all the sufferings of dying, falling ill and aging at their root. And Rinpoche says the reason for that is the fact that one will be born due to karma, which again is created due to the mental poisons. And so since the bodhisattvas have totally rid themselves of any mental poisons and of any karma which will cause a birth within samsara, then they don't have this kind of birth, and they're also free from the sufferings ensuing from that, which are getting sick, aging, and dying.
Then the Tela Temi Sisi is the Sari, the chair, Raiku, Teano. Tela Temi, Sher Temi.
So there's a second little mistake the computer made, and that is the next line. It should be Tela Temi, Sher Temi, no Chi.
Tetanan Shopa Lamsang kampati zubare taki tanchi chong. Tela, tela chuchi. Te mi te, ti se. Tela chuchi, te mi te, ti se.
So if one puts this line as it is actually in the Tibetan text into a logical argument, then given this, it is without this. Since
this is also not present. That's all.
So if one elaborates on this a bit, one can say that given the noble bodhisattvas, they are free from the sufferings of being born and death and so forth, since they are free from its causes, i.e. mental poisons and karma which gives rise to birth. And so for those who study Tibetan, then they will see how really wonderfully this is done here. In this one line, you get all the three parts of a logical argument. It's all present.
I been Jedi now I done
of dying, falling ill and aging at its root, which is birth to karma, and the mental poisons being free from this cause, they are free from this root. The noble ones have eradicated the suffering of dying, falling ill, aging at its root, which is birth due to karma, and the mental poisons being free from this cause, they are free from this root. The noble ones have eradicated the suffering of dying, falling ill and aging at its root, which is due to karma, and the mental poisons being free from this cause, they are free from this root.
Dasabje nyeba, nyeba nyingye lenjoba nansurne, jijin yanda tongwe se, So, normally, the age of young, Niji Dani Jevata, Chatangata Navaratum.
And then the second part explains the way in which the noble bodhisattvas appear to be subject to change out of their compassion. And that reads, since they see reality as it is, the bodhisattvas are beyond birth and so forth, yet having transformed into compassion itself. They demonstrate birth, death, old age, and sickness.
Dela tajur ko na se kangba nipa jeso namlen de par jor chang nyingi dani jesan jo sambal sambal dan saman chuti jeva tang che tang ka tang navatu jeva tang che va tang navatu ambe jumse yo de yang yang tapne lo che tava yedo thongwe se.
And so if one puts this into a logical argument, then one can say the noble male and female bodhisattvas, although they are beyond being born and so forth, have, so to speak, are the embodiment of compassion itself, and therefore they demonstrate being born, getting old, getting sick, dying, and so forth, since they have realized, they have dignity. Yes, I think it was since...
So the
last was the reason was since they have directly realized the nature of the mind.
Then the same Janelo Dirhi Ningbola Hirap Sound Ningi Sound Yabalatin Dirhi Ningbotona Hirap Jimbo Chagri Ningi Jimbo Chagri.
Since the Buddha nature, the nature of the mind, contains both the seeds of discriminative wisdom and of compassion, then due to that, once this nature of the mind is realized, then one will have both great discriminative wisdom and great compassion.
Tangbo sem jipa, sem tangbo jipa, jopan chola yoba, ser mudoba toba, jeva tama be yendi, tuni rupi chepate de kapsachingar.
And then the next part describes the qualities of the noble bodhisattvas as they are present on the different bodhisattva levels, and that is explained under 5 points. The first describes the qualities of somebody who has first seen reality as it is, and then the qualities of those who have gained access to supreme conduct, and thirdly, the qualities of the bodhisattvas who have achieved the level of non-returning, and then the qualities of the bodhisattvas who have reached the last birth. And finally, the fifth is then... the explanation of the difference in between a bodhisattva and a Buddha.
Dangbo sem dangbo jibe sanju sembe yun ting tenpa ni
And so the next verse describes the qualities of a bodhisattva who has first given rise to bodhicitta, or in other words, attained the first bodhisattva level. And that reads, after the sons of the victorious one have realized this changeless state, those who are blinded by ignorance see them as being born and so forth. That this should be so is truly wonderful. They have attained the field of experience of the noble ones, yet show themselves as the field of experience of the children. For this reason, the method and compassion of the friends of beings are supreme.
Sa tangbo la nepe, sem tangbo jeba te, tuandam je sem tangbo jeba sa tangbo ore. Sa tangbo la nepe, jarve sepo sanchok, sembata sema, jura mepe chunye, sem je nelo wesa dekhi nyingbun denye, ngon som to to ne, le nyung je, le ta nyumong ko wang ke chen je le, drona yang. Dursa Simjina Marikpe Kirapya Meg Dongbar Jurva
nam je jeva tan jeva la so ba da do thong ne te nam je ton se ba kang ye ba te ne ngon char ke me to so wan za ba ni do.
And so so that is actually now the explanation of the first four lines, and this means that the sons of the victorious one or bodhisattvas who have first given rise to ultimate bodhicitta, or in other words who have reached the first bodhisattva level by directly realizing the changeless true state, which is the nature of the mind, which is the clear light, then due to their realization, they are totally liberated from the process of being born and dying, which are brought about by karma and the mental poisons. And although they are liberated from all that, then nevertheless, their disciples, whose eye of discriminative wisdom is blinded by ignorance, then they see them as someone who is born, who dies, and so forth. And the fact that the bodhisattvas who are beyond all these are seen in this way, and they teach on this basis and bring about the benefit of sentient beings on this basis, then this is something which is truly wonderful and amazing. If one puts that short, then one can say, although male or female bodhisattvas who have reached the first bodhisattva level, then due to their direct realization of the nature of the mind, they are totally free from the suffering caused by being born, dying, and so forth. And nevertheless, although they are free from these, then in order to teach sentient beings, they demonstrate themselves as someone who is born, who falls ill, and finally dies, and so forth. And this is an activity which is truly amazing and wonderful. And so when it then says that the noble ones have attained the field of experience of the noble ones and yet show themselves as the field of experience or within the field of experience of the children, then Rinpoche said by the realization through which one attains the first bodhisattva level, then one has a field of experience which is totally away from the from the field of experience and also the behavior and conduct of the children, of the ordinary beings. Nevertheless then, the noble bodhisattvas show themselves within this range, within this field of experience of the children, and show a conduct as if they were an ordinary being themselves. And so they do that out of their compassion in order to teach all these beings, and that is very wonderful.
Jumtsin te nyi je senan rova simji nam je nyi jin cho tu churpa nyi da trokin cho tu churpa ye nyi je re tene simji je ton drope thap cho tu churpa ye nyi je re so wo nyi je la nga pa ju.
And then for this reason here it says method and compassion of the friends of beings are supreme, And Rinpoche says what it mainly says is that the Bodhisattva who has reached this level has supreme compassion, since also the methods such a being uses in order to help and teach beings is just, how you say, that is just compassion as well. And so if one thinks one would like to be a friend to those who have no friends, and one would like to help those who are helpless, then one has to develop compassion, one has to meditate on compassion. Without that, one would not be able to, at one point, have, at one point be truly able to fulfill these wishes. And so Rinpoche says, if one thinks I would like to become a person who is very, who has the appropriate means, is very skilled in fulfilling the benefit of beings, then foremost one has to develop compassion. And then if one also tries to study and understand the non-existence of a self, of individual and phenomena, then one will have wisdom as well, and by this be very kind of capable of fulfilling one's aims. And Rinpoche says if one lacks compassion and then works for the benefit of other beings, then this will lead to oneself thinking, oh, I'm a great fulfiller of the benefit of other beings, and one will kind of give rise to pride, and then seeing other beings fulfilling the benefit of beings and helping other beings, one will get jealous.
Then Yendon Dropa Lan Taya Bisim Jin Tamji Don Drogo Don Dropa Capso Yendon Drope Capso Simjin Lan Nerva Sepa Pola Yang Ningin Lakwa the Jego Na Yendon Drogo is in Nerva Sepa Pola Kondro Sana Teni Yendon.
And what is to be achieved, Rinpoche said, is that one comes into a state, so to speak, where one is able to help all the sentient beings, which are totally limitless in number. And also, one should have an attitude which does not distinguish in between beings who are good and those who harm other beings. So one should develop that type of compassion where, seeing somebody who is harmful to others, then one is able to have a very special or even more compassion. As long as one has a type of compassion that, so to speak, one likes and tries to help beings who are good and then gets angry at those who harm others, then this is not of any avail. If one meditates and thus tries to develop compassion, and one also meditates on the absence of a self, then with both these means, that kind of thing will not happen.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, this is the wrong one. That's the next one. I'm sorry. After the sons of the victorious ones have realized this changeless state, those who are blinded by ignorance see them as being born and so forth. This should be so, is truly wonderful. They have attained the field of experience of the noble ones, yet show themselves as the field of experience of the children. For this reason, the method and compassion of the friends of beings are supreme.
And
the next verse explains the qualities of a bodhisattva who has gained access to supreme conduct. And this reads, though they are beyond anything that is worldly, these bodhisattvas do not leave the world. They act for the benefit of the worldly beings within the world, unblemished by the worldly defilements. A lotus grows in the midst of water without being polluted by the water's faults. Likewise, these noble ones are born in the world and yet not polluted by the worldly phenomena.
When
it speaks of the bodhisattvas who have gained access to supreme conduct, this refers to the bodhisattvas who dwell on one of the levels between the second and the seventh bodhisattva level, respectively, including these. And so these male or female bodhisattvas have, by the power of their discriminative wisdom, they are totally beyond any kind of worldly conduct. But due to the power of their compassion, then nevertheless, they do not leave the world, but they in act or display their powerful bodhisattva conduct within the world for the sake of all the beings in this world. And in order to help beings to reach the maturation the bodhisattvas have reached themselves, then they act in the world and in such a way that they are born within it and so forth. And although they act within the world, they are not in the slightest polluted by any of the pollution or defilements of the world, such as the mental poisons and so forth. And this is described by means of an example, which is the example of lotus flowers who grow in the midst of water and come to the surface of the water and grow out of mud, and nevertheless they are not at all polluted by the faults and impurities of the water. So the next verse describes the bodhisattvas who have reached the levels of non-returning. And that reads, with regard to the accomplishment of their task, their understanding always blazes like a fire, and they always abide evenly in the balanced state of the meditative stability, which is peace. Bodhisattvas who have reached the level of non-returning are bodhisattvas who dwell on the eighth but uninterruptedly, continuously. Such a bodhisattva will work for the benefit of beings, and he does so by manifesting, he or she does so by manifesting their own understanding free from any deliberate effort. In other words, it needs no thoughts and concepts in order to bring about the benefit of being. And their understanding, it is said here, manifests in a blazing manner. And this is likened to the way in which a mighty fire will burn of its own, by its own force, when it has on a very dry and desiccated basis, when it has wood which is totally dry. And so then, not only that, but these bodhisattvas, while they act for the benefit of beings, then at the same time they are always absorbed in the meditation of evenness. And in other words, they abide in the asamadhi or meditative stability in which the conceptualization or the conceptual elaboration in terms of characteristics is totally pacified. And they're able to do this since they have gained complete mastery over non-conceptual primordial wisdom. And so to put this short, Rinpoche said, then someone, male or female, who has reached the eighth bodhisattva level will f- free from any effort and continuously bring about the benefit of the other beings, and at the same time always be absorbed in the meditative stability of peace. And so to put this into a logical argument, Bodhisattvas on the eighth Bodhisattva level bring about the benefit of beings in a manner which is like a mighty fire burning on a dry basis or ground. At the same time, they are always absorbed in the samadhi, which is peace, and the reason for this is that they have gained mastery over non-conceptual primordial wisdom. Rinpoche said, having directly realized the nature of the mind is like having realized that one is dreaming, and when, while dreaming, one knows that one is dreaming, then one is able to meditate while engaging in illusory activity. The ability to bring about the good of other beings uninterruptedly and without needing any deliberate effort goes back or is due to having developed, meditated upon and developed compassion to a very great extent. And the ability to, so the fact that at the same time such a bodhisattva is able to dwell within meditation, one can say within samadhi, then that goes back to having developed non-conceptual wisdom.
So wonderful.
And so the next point, that is the fourth, describes the qualities of a bodhisattva who has reached the level of non-returning. And that reads, due to the power of their former wishing prayers, and since they are free from all ideation, these bodhisattvas do not exert deliberate effort in order to lead beings to maturation. These sons of the victorious one know precisely in which way and by which method anyone is to be trained, through whichever teachings, form, kayas, conduct, and ways of behavior are appropriate, thus always acting for beings as limitless as space, spontaneously and free from any hindrance. These bodhisattvas who possess understanding truly engage themselves in benefiting beings. This refers to bodhisattvas who have reached the 10th bodhisattva level, and such bodhisattva then through the powerful influence of the wishing prayers that such a bodhisattva has formerly uttered while he or she traveled the 9th bodhisattva level and the levels below, then a bodhisattva who has reached the 10th bodhisattva level is able to act totally spontaneously. And such a being is free from any concept, any thought and ideation, since all conceptualization has been eliminated in a process of total transformation of state. And for these reasons then, these bodhisattvas, which are also called the bodhisattvas who have reached the last existence, they do not need to exert any kind of deliberate effort in order to lead beings who have become their disciples to full or complete maturation. And such a bodhisattva knows all the different ways and aspects of training, and they know precisely in which way and by which method any disciple should be trained, and they train their disciples by means of the activity of speech, teaching the Dharma in accordance with the respective wishes and mental disposition of each disciple in accordance with their capacities and their tendencies. And they teach through the activity of the body, showing many illusory appearances of form kayas, which accord with the kalpa or the karmic fortune of the disciples. And through their vast and powerful bodhisattva conduct, then they bring about the benefit of others by means of any various ways of behavior, such as it is said here, sitting, standing up, and so forth. In other words, such a bodhisattva will use whatever means of training and teaching is appropriate. And In this way, then, a bodhisattva on the 10th bodhisattva level has full, complete, unmistaken, and precise knowledge of the activity as it is appropriate in each individual case. And such a bodhisattva will manifest without any deliberate effort and in various ways. And he will, he or she will enact bodhisattva conduct towards an endless number of sentient beings and will do so totally spontaneously, free from deliberate effort, by means of actions which are not hindered in any way, which do not meet with any hindrance, and which are meaningful in every respect. And they do so in order to bring about the complete maturation of all those sentient beings who have not yet reached their realization. So a bodhisattva on this level, to put it short, engages in an activity which by its very nature accomplishes the benefit of all sentient beings, and which does so in a totally true and unmistaken and error-free way. And so if one puts that short and into a logical argument, then given bodhisattvas, male or female, on the 10th bodhisattva level, they do not need to exert any kind of deliberate effort in order to benefit all sentient beings, since due to the power of their former wishing prayers, they are free from any thought and ideation.
Yeyang tambichu tenpa tang zo gangdang ganggen durwa tang choba gangdang gangge simpul na pinche ba deyan rangge cheta ba ye do manor ba ye ge yo.
And further, they will precisely, they will know totally precisely and free from any error all the different ways of physical and verbal conduct which is appropriate in each individual case in order to train their disciples. And then we come to the fifth point, and that explains the difference in between a Buddha and a Bodhisattva as far as the accomplishment of the two kinds of benefits or aims is concerned. And this reads, the way the bodhisattvas engage in activity in the post-meditative phase equals the Tathagatas acting in the world for the true liberation of beings. Though this is true indeed, whatever difference lies between the earth and an atom, and between the water contained in the ocean and in the hoof print of an ox, is the very difference between a Buddha and a Bodhisattva.
And Dursar Jurbe Simjin Nam Korva Dongaji Jamso Li Yang Takba Drover Sebala Jikdina Lunja Drobje Sanju Sambaya Lunja Drobje Jun Menjepe Nyamba Niinde Sanjaya Simjin Jiton Sebala Lunja Drobje Better Mabe Simjin Jiton Sebala Dedan Rao Sabju Sanju Sambaya Lunja Drobje Better Mabe Simjin Jiton Sebala Nyamba Nyamba Nyere Mumber Kepa drove down. One job last so be you in Kepa Jin and Topesel Jim Tinted. Dan Yendon La Sanje Dan Tongba Teta Moje Randon Pantoda Pantoji Yendin La Tune Kepa Kin the Jigre Sanje Sanje.
From the viewpoint, how the benefit of beings is brought about in the post-meditative phase, spontaneously and free from any deliberate effort, then from that viewpoint, there is no difference between a bodhisattva who has reached the 10th bodhisattva level and a Tathagata or a Buddha. So a Buddha is the embodiment of ultimate abandonment and ultimate realization, pang and tok in Tibetan. And so, but with respect to the acting in the post-meditative phase, there's not the slightest difference. A bodhisattva on the 10th bodhisattva level has gained particular qualities, such as the 6 types of clairvoyance and the 10 types of mastery. And with these, he is able to act totally spontaneously and without any need of making concepts, without any deliberate effort, and thus liberates beings from the ocean of suffering, of samsara. And he does so in the same way as a Buddha does. But then, so there's no difference as far as the bringing about of the benefit of others is concerned. But then from the viewpoint of the achievement of one's own benefit, then there is quite a difference. And so within the Buddha, the qualities of abandonment and realization are led to ultimate perfection. And this is not the case for a bodhisattva on the 10th bodhisattva level. And the difference, as far as the one's own benefit is concerned, is then shown by means of an example. And so then it says that whatever difference there is between an atom and the whole globe of the earth, or between the amount of water contained in the hoofprint of an ox and the amount of water contained in the ocean, and Rinpoche said this is quite a difference. So then that's also the difference between the qualities of abandonment and realization of a bodhisattva on the 10th bodhisattva level and of a perfect Buddha.
Tombanga Tala, Tombanga Madapa, Tala Madap and Nekap, Papa Sanjo, and Ben Nekap, so young, Dekin Yimbola Jura, Jumi.
And so Rinpoche has today, he has shortly explained the way in which the Buddha nature is unchanging in the phase in which all the impurities which have to be given up through seeing or on the path of seeing are eliminated, and it is such purified. And on the other hand, the impurities which have to be eliminated through meditation or on the path of meditation are not yet purified in a short way. So although, as far as the different bodhisattva levels are concerned, once the first level, completely joyful, is reached up to the 10th, then there is a difference as to the degree in which the impurities to be given up through meditation are purified, and there's also a difference as to the degree in which there's the ability to bring about the benefit of beings. Then as far as the essence of the Buddha nature is concerned, then there is not the slightest change throughout the phase in which one travels these levels. So, Rinpoche says if one finds gold and removes all the surrounding dross, all the surrounding impurity, and obtains a really wonderful, pure lump of gold, this is comparable to reaching the first bodhisattva level through direct realization of the nature of the mind. And then if one takes this gold and, for example, makes earrings out of this or a necklace and gives it a totally precious appearance, then this is comparable to the first seven bodhisattva levels, which are also called the impure bodhisattva levels. And if then one uses this gold to make an image of the Buddha, for example, out of it, something that one can prostrate to and one can venerate, then one has made it, so to speak, ultimately or totally precious, and that then is comparable to the three last bodhisattva levels, which are also called the pure bodhisattva levels. But as far as the essence is concerned, this gold has always been totally pure and not in the slightest changed. So now we recite.
Jangung Rinpoche Kodong Kundun La Jepa Sepa Di Jindir Je Ta Yebe Simjin Na Na Pemba Jya Jinpo Jung Wa Sisi.
And so Rinpoche said, having explained this text by means of the commentary composed by the first Jamgon Kondra Lodretaya the Great, then he has the wish that this should make a connection. Having taught this here at the Kurung of Jamgon Rinpoche, then he has the wish that this will make a connection which enables us in the future to bring about the benefit of beings to a large extent or in a very great way. And Rinpoche says, if those who study Tibetan then in the future, in the coming years, study the fourth Vajra point or this explanation of the Buddha nature on the basis of the Tibetan root text, then he thinks this will be very good.
Yeah, 弄给人吧，行，这不等的紧。